Jason Mitchell is the author of Getting Groomed, the first and only wedding planner for gay grooms, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about your gay marriage planner, Getting Groomed.
Well, Getting Groomed, the idea came because there was a real need for it in the market, and I experienced that firsthand when I got engaged and told my fiancé that we weren't going to work with an event planner, since that's what I do. I said I just want to get one of those handy books with checklists and calendars so I don't miss anything being my own client. And in searching for them, I realized that all of them were for brides who were planning a straight wedding. And I was venting my frustration, and my fiancé looked at me and said, well, why don't you write the book for gay grooms? And that's where the idea was born. So then I spent a lot of time researching what questions were really on other grooms' minds. It's very different planning a wedding from that point of view than for brides. And so I took all of that information and then fused it into a book that would also be written with my tone and style. And one thing that I really try emphasizing throughout the book is that I think it is so important that the wedding planning process is fun and enjoyable. So there's a lot of humor in the book. It's also a lot more streamlined than a lot of the wedding planners that are out there for brides, so it's a faster read. And all of that is what came together to be Getting Groomed.
What would you like to accomplish with this guide?
I would like for it to be synonymous with the idea of gay engagements. Really hope that it reaches a point where as soon as you hear of two guys getting engaged, that this is the go-to book to give them as a gift, or that they know it's the ultimate resource that they need. That's what I want for it as the creator and business owner of it. But the other thing is that it's a tool for me to continue to make contributions towards the fight for marriage equality. The book is not political at all. It is simply a guide to the ins and outs of planning a wedding specifically for gay people. I didn't put anything political in the book because I knew there would be no way to keep it up to date. I mean, from the time I had the idea until it came out, I mean, it was 2 years, and in that time, the amount of states that recognized gay marriage had already doubled. So I didn't want to keep any of those facts in there. So instead, I now use it as a way to give back. You know, we donated sales from it when it first came out to different organizations that were fighting for marriage equality. And since then, I've had a partnership with Freedom to Marry, where we auctioned off to a couple to get wedding planning services by me. And so I use it as a tool in that, and I look for ways that I can continue to give to the community and for the people that are fighting the hardest to make marriage available for all.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment is huge. I mean, I'm very identified as a gay person. I feel incredibly lucky and fortunate to have grown up in the time that I did and the family that I did. You know, wonderfully liberal and understanding, supportive parents. And both my sister and I, you know, we're it's just the two of us, and she's a lesbian. So it's very much a part of our family story. We're both married. And watching our two lives evolve, we're only 2.5 years apart. She lives in Atlanta and I live in New York. And when I got engaged, I was able to have a legal marriage as to where she lives in a state where she's not legally wed. And I am so grateful that I am living in New York, that it recognizes the marriage that I have with my husband. And I think it is so important that every single person in this country has it available to them.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would like to see marriage equality happen, and I think that's one of the things that's really at the forefront. But there's a lot more to come. Once we reach a point where everyone can be married, I mean, we need equal rights as far as our family planning. It's so challenging for gay couples to have families. It's incredibly expensive, and I think that we need to fight to make it more available. There's some wonderful families out there that are eager to be parents, and just because of legal issues or finances, they're not available. And yet there's so many kids that could use loving homes from parents who really, really want to be parents. And what I always think is so specific to gay couples is that there's no accidents. They're parents because they want to be parents. And those are the kind of people that should be having kids and raising them in a world filled with love and support and allowing them to be our next generation. And so I think there's a lot of work still to be done in that arena.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I think it is so important for all of us who live in these lives where we're comfortable in our own skin and we're proud of what we've done to get out there and show kids that this is the life that you can have. You know, and it's not just about marriage. You know, marriage isn't for everyone. It's about being comfortable with who you are every day. And I hope that we reach a point where we can get to these communities that aren't as welcoming as others, because there's kids all around the world that need to recognize. they are, and they don't need to feel shame, and that there are people that are there to help them if they don't find it within their families or communities.
How can people get info about your gay marriage planner, Getting Groomed?
Very easily. They can visit the website, which is www.getting-groomed.com. There's also a Facebook page for it, which is The Book for Gay Grooms. And they can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Mr. Jason Mitchell. And I post to a regular blog, and I'm always open to hearing from readers and people out there. They can email me via the website, and I'm always happy to address questions and post them on the blog, because, see, there's a lot of people asking the same things, and people don't need to feel like they're alone out there. So that's one of the best ways. They can also order a copy of the book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, as well as many local bookstores across the country.
What other projects are you working on?
I am working on several projects. Originally, my career began in the theater as a playwright, and that's still something that I work on, and I'm excited because in January I have my first play opening in London, which is exciting for me. It's a play that's already been produced in New York and L.A. I am working on tons of weddings. I want to write more books, I want to write more plays, and I want to plan more events, and specifically weddings.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do, and that is, may the past behind you be beautiful. So I don't look back at anything in the past with regret. I look at everything as something that happened for a reason that leads me to the next day. Everything in my past has certainly added up to this wonderful present time that I live in, and hopefully a very, very bright future ahead. So whenever I'm having a really, really rough patch, rough day, rough week, a dry spell, whatever it is, I just think, you know what, it's going to get better, and I will look back at this phase and be so happy that this happened, because